النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين من بعدي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected علماء الكرام، elders and brothers, in an age of deception, confusion, chaos, ignorance, misguidance and deviation, we need to make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman and protect the iman of our children and our deen till we leave this world with complete and perfect iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had warned his ummah about these trying times, these difficult and dangerous times, wherein a person in the morning he can be a believer, but during the course of the day he could do something, he could say something, he could affiliate himself to someone, and he could lose his iman. As a result, by the night, he will be a disbeliever. And the same would happen in the night. A person, he read his Maghrib Salah, he was a believer, he had his iman. But during the course of the night, something went wrong, something happened. The man uttered some statement, he did something, and he lost his iman. Now all this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had warned us about. He told us of these difficult, trying, dangerous times. And then he said, be very, very firm. Be very firm. I'm leaving among you two things. As long as you can hold firm to these two things, there's no one that can misguide you. Kitabullah wa sunnati. I'm leaving the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm leaving my sunnah. You've got these two things. Look in the book of Allah and look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is sufficient now to protect you, as long as you can understand that properly. You can apply it. You know exactly how to put things in perspective. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ دَجَّالُونَ كَذَّابُونَ. Towards the end of time, there will be certain very, very deceptive tricksters, imposters, people who will make false claims, people who will claim to be what they are not. Outwardly, the person may seem to be very righteous. Outwardly, the person may put a very good disguise. He may look very, very dindar. He may look very pious. But in reality, the person will be a liar. He will be an imposter. This is not something new. It is something that is happening in every age, in every era. But now it's becoming more apparent. Some years ago in India, there was a person, and perhaps he's still living, I don't even know, who had claimed to be the Mahdi. Shakil Ahmad his name is. And he is claiming to be Hazrat Mahdi. And then the ulama had to write kitabs, Fitna-e-Shakiliyat. They wrote about the fitna of this person, that this man is claiming to be the Mahdi, but he is not the Mahdi. In 1979, there was a group of people who took over the Haram Sharif. Go and read the history. This whole thing, all these things are recorded. Shakil Ahmad is perhaps still living. Maybe you can even meet him if you. But you should not be meeting these people. I'm still coming to that part of the hadith. Those people took over the Haram Sharif.
There were people that were there in 1979. Witnesses will still tell you, alhamdulillah, some ulama will still tell you they were there. Somehow or the other, they smuggled in some arms in the disguise of bringing in the janazas. They smuggled in some arms, they came and took over the whole place. For some days, they were controlling. The person there, one of the leaders of that group, claimed to be the Mahdi. Eventually, the Saudi authorities and their security forces could not handle it. They had to bring in people from outside Pakistan to assist them, and I don't know where. They had to bring in soldiers, and then they managed to overpower these people. But what I am showing you is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that close to Qiyamah, all this will happen. About 100 years ago, perhaps many of us heard the name of Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he claimed to be a prophet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam already said, "Ana khatamun nabiyyin, la nabiyya ba'di." I am the last Nabi. There's no Nabi to come after me. No new Nabi is going to come in this dunya. Obviously, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come, but he will not come as a Nabi. He will come as a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Dajjal comes, Hazrat Mahdi will come, then Dajjal will come, and then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come. But there's no new Nabi to come. So Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani formed his own group, known as the Qadiani sect, known as the Ahmadi. They call themselves Ahmadis. They call themselves Qadianis. Then you find in Pakistan, there was a whole panel of great people who formed a group, Tahreek-e-Khatm-e-Nubuwat, the movement of Khatm-e-Nubuwat, to combat this fitna of Qadianiyat. Until now, you go on the social media platforms, TikTok, all these different platforms. These people are there every day. They're inviting people towards that. You come, become a Qadiani. This is who this Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was. And they're praising him. And they're throwing him up. And they're inviting people. They're calling people. Shias are working very hard. If you go to Lodian, you'll find a lot of people have become Shias. Whole families have become Shias. Again, this were all these different sects, all these different cults. But due to people not having adequate knowledge, because they never understood, they never held on to the pious people of their times. The rightful thing to do is you have a pious, rightful alim. Allah wala, you know this person, he's got direction. And you check with him, you find out from him, you make inquiries. Why? Because this is something very, very delicate. It's something very, very sensitive. Even big people can fall. Even knowledgeable people, they can fall. Outwardly, a person may have some dindari, he may have knowledge, he may be pious, but he can also be deceived. He can also be swayed away. He can be swayed away, because this is the nature of these fitnas. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also told the Sahaba, when Dajjal comes out, you just read Suratul Kahf, or the beginning verses of Suratul Kahf. That's your protection. Don't try to combat Dajjal. Don't try to take Dajjal on. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a mu'min and a believer will go to take Dajjal on, thinking to himself that he is strong in his iman, but because of the cheeks that Dajjal was sent with, he will ultimately fall for Dajjal, and you will become a follower of Dajjal. This is all documented, authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great muhaddis of his time, very great senior alim. Normally ulama coming from the Indian subcontinent, the chain of hadith that they have got, you will see the name of Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi. He was the son of the illustrious scholar Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi. So in Shah Abdul Aziz's time, Delhi, now he was in Delhi, you must know this was a hub for these things. You had all different types of sects, all different types of groups. Someone is claiming he's a big Peer Sahib. He got one, two tricks, one, two magic things he's showing. Like that, any of that, Hindus will show you that. Sai Baba should do all those funny things. So he's doing one, two tricks, one, two funny things. And people are getting swayed away. People are getting carried. Hey, this man is a great man. So anyway, these Wuzu Ghayradin, they understood everything. What they did was, they started having lessons. Obviously, they had bayans also. They started having lessons, lessons of hadith, lessons of tafsir, to educate the people. Because they said, if these people are not educated, and they themselves are not linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will they decipher? How will they differentiate? This is something very, very hard. It's like a man doesn't know about genuine dollars and fake dollars, and you show him the two, he won't know. He won't make out the difference. Both is looking the same. That is why till now, how many people get deceived every day with all these fake notes and fake dollars? The man doesn't know. The man who is an expert, who knows this very well, he'll just look at it, he'll just touch it, he'll feel it, tell you this is fake, this is genuine. So in every field, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept people who are experts of that field. And they understand it very well. And it is best in our interest to refer to them and find out from them. Because if you try to make an independent decision, you're going to come to an independent conclusion. It's very likely that you can be wrong. Anyway, going back to Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi Rahmatullah Ali's incident, he had a good student. Imagine this man is a student of Shah Abdul Aziz. So he comes to his ustad and he says, I'm going to debate this person. This person who is the leader of this cult, of this group. I'm going to debate with him. Shah Abdul Aziz immediately cautioned his student and he said, don't ever do that. You don't have the capacity. The spiritual world is another world. There's another whole lot of tricks there that happened there. But the student felt, no, I will take him on, don't worry. I won't get influenced with him. Nothing will happen to me. So he goes, and this person, whatever he does, Allah knows now. As I said, there's all these different tricks, and you get spells, and you get all these different things that are happening. You get jadu, and you get magic. And somehow or the other, that person came, he made him comfortable, he made him sleep. When he woke up, he became a devoted follower of that misguided and misled sheikh. He became a devoted follower. He forgot about Shah Abdul Aziz, Muhaddis Delhi. He forgot about everything else. He forgot about all his knowledge that he had, all the kitabs he studied. He forgot everything. So this hadith now, which I quoted to you, where in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, remember, this is a very authentic hadith. It comes in Sahih Muslim. First is the Quran Sharif in authenticity. Then second the Bukhari, and third is Sahih Muslim. In fact, in the scholars, there are some who feel Sahih Muslim was even more authentic than Sahih Bukhari. But according to the view of the majority, Sahih Muslim is third in authenticity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the end of times, there will be Dajjalun Kadhabun. There will be some very deceptive people, some liars, you know, who will make claims, who will portray themselves to be something that they're not. And remember another thing, pious people never ever make claims. A pious man will never claim to be something. In fact, pious people, the outstanding trait is humility. They always look down at themselves. They look up at other people and they look down at themselves. They look at the good of others and they look at their own weaknesses. They will never make claims. That's a pious person. Even if you go back into India and you look at many of the pious saints that were there, as well as the lives of the great pious predecessors, Sahaba, Tabi'in, they were very humble people, down to earth people. They never ever made claims. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, يَأْتُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ بِمَا لَمْ تَسْمَعُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ. These people will bring such things to you that you never heard and your forefathers never heard. Meaning, they will bring a complete different version of deen. They will bring about innovations. You know, innovation, we heard this term, bid'ah. Often you hear it in the khutbah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu bid'atin dalala. Every innovation is deviation. What deen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to the sahaba? The deen that the sahaba passed down to the tabi'een, The deen that the tabi'in passed down to the tabi'a tabi'in, and the deen that is continuing in that line is coming to us. That is the deen. There is no other deen. Tomorrow, if someone he comes and he tells you that, you know what, Jummah namaz, you're only reading 2 rakats. See how many people are here for Jummah. Why don't you read 4 rakats? Will anyone accept that? You will never accept it. It can never be. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, what the Sahaba did, what the great Imams did, what the Kitabs all have got, how can you bring something new? How can you innovate anything? So like that, every aspect of deen has to be kept in its correct perspective. Everything needs to be understood in the manner that it was always understood. You cannot give any further explanation to it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the trait of these people is that they will bring certain concocted ideologies, certain wrong types of things they will bring to you. You don't hear it, your forefathers didn't hear it. Remember, when a person is bringing something new in deen, what is he saying in reality? He's saying that I know more than Allah and I know more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. That's what he's saying. If Allah Ta'ala has commanded you something and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi commanded you, how can you change that? Why would you want to change something like that? Who gives you the rights to change anything? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi said, فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. Stay away very far from these people. Stay away far from them. لَا يُدِلُّونَكُمْ وَلَا يَفْتِنُونَكُمْ. Let them not misguide you and let them not mislead you. Because if you're going to associate with such types of people, you're going to remain in their company, you're just going to go there to see for, you know, you're just out of curiosity, then there's a fear that you can be misguided, you can be misled. You will never take a chance when it comes to your physical self. Why would you want to take a chance when it comes to your deen? When it comes to your deen, when it comes to your iman, you have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful and constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah protects us and hold firm on to the rope of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we term as Buzugana Deen, or we term them as Awliya Allah, or we term them as the group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people that we need to hold very firm onto their hands and don't let go of their hands. And inshallah, in this way, we'll always get direction. But that is provided that that person must be a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mustn't be materialistic minded. He mustn't be worldly minded. He mustn't be a person chasing after name and fame. He mustn't be someone chasing after remuneration, that he wants some worldly benefit. And he has to be guided himself. Because if he is confused, how will he ever give you a direction? If he is not guided, what guidance is he going to dispense to you? So that the Quran Sharif also explained. We'll conclude with one incident of Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali says, when I was a child, once I went out with my father. So a few different people, and eventually they came somewhere in the marketplace, and he seen someone doing tricks with a monkey. In India, those days, you should see this. I don't know if it still happens nowadays. Certain places you go, person got a monkey and he's making you the monkey do tricks, etc. So this Sheikh Saadi is a young boy. So he got so caught up now seeing all these different tricks that he forgot about holding the hand of his father and left the father's hand. The father was walking now wherever they were going, and he continued. He had other people with him. Until when Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali realized now that he cannot see his father anywhere, naturally he started crying. Started crying, crying profusely. Where's my father now? But worried now, he's getting panicking. The father also perhaps walked a little bit further and he realized that his son is not with me. Where's he now? He was here walking with us. No, he got stuck somewhere in the back. So his father went back, eventually found him. So when his father found him, his father tapped him on his head and he told him, you foolish boy, remember, this is the example of people who leave the hands of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will cry at some point in their lives. Allah protect. It mustn't be that we cry in the akhirat. One is you cry in this dunya because you make certain mistakes. You make certain wrong decisions. Why? Because no direction, no guidance. Every person thinks to himself, he knows everything. Every one of us needs to consult with seniors and elders. Every person, even if you may be qualified, even if you may be knowledgeable, you always consult and you find out, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept a lot of khair and a lot of goodness in making mashwara and consulting, and in this manner we will remain on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.